Welcome. Very lovely to be with you.
Pleasure. There. Lastly.
Let's relax and sink into presence. Which is our home, our true and only self. So that this meditation allows us to soak into the peace of being. Simply be and notice without any effort. Whatever is appearing to you, and you do not appear. Recognize yourself. As this invisible, formless, aware presence. Which knows it is. Knows itself to be the changeless aspect. The noumenal aspect. That which neither comes nor goes. Allow things to be as they are. It is all God's doing, a universal impersonal doing and movement within the whole, within the wholeness, within the totality. A tremor, a vibration, a fleeting sensation. There is nothing at stake for anyone. Because there is only one reality. And this reality is that which perceives this perception right now, creates it and perceives it, not in time. There is a simple and yet radically profound understanding that there is one reality. Second to none. The reality of consciousness, awareness, being. And that this reality is aware. Knowing. Throughout infinite minds and infinite forms, it is love, it is truth. And we are this reality, this vastness, the identification with the body mind. Is an illusion. It is an expression of our freedom to identify if we so choose. It's the game of make-believe, like children play the game of make-believe. like little girls imagine themselves to be mummies, mothers, even a doll, even a baby. Or boys imagining themselves to be some sort of heroes. It's a game of make-believe. But playing the game of I am immortal form, a person, a man, a woman, mother, father, is unhappy because of the worry and the concern about dying. Because all bodies die, all forms have a beginning and an ending. As we identify with body mind, a me story, there is a beginning and the concern about the ending. It's a mind game which affects the body, creating all sorts of mental worries and concerns and various contractions within the body mind. And yet it is possible for us to meet freshly, innocently. Without the past, without storylines, not knowing what we are, celebrating presence, celebrating this experience, which is one among so many. A moment of celebration and recognition. The recognition that you are my very self and I am your very self. One self, one reality, one consciousness, one love. Not to be somebody particular. Not to be somebody in time and space. Not to know what you are. And simply to be. Being is. notice that whenever you define yourself in any way, whenever you supposedly know what you are, there is some baggage that comes along with it. This sense of limitation. And we be like a newborn every moment, trusting that the universe and the body mind, which are not two, can maneuver, can steer, can point. Can guide us. After all, we don't choose our thoughts. They are cosmic. They are universal thoughts. They appear to us out of the cosmos. And they reveal themselves to us. And we decide in harmony not attempting to protect anything, because there is nothing separate to be protected. With a simple and profound understanding that you, meaning the reality which perceives right now, is not something perceived, is not a form, an object in time and space, and that the me narrative is a false narrative about reality. The me, the you, the him, the her, what she did to me, what I should have done. This me narrative, me and the other, is a split, a conceptual split. which has no ground to stand on in truth. Allow yourself to soak, bathe in the unknown, in the not knowing. Floating space. No worries, no concerns. You can trust that when the doorbell is rung, somehow the body mind will answer the door effortlessly. Being effortless.